Brothers and sisters in Christ, on the first Sunday of Lent, we heard the story of Jesus going into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. And what does he do there? Everyone, he converses with God. And at the end of those 40 days and 40 nights, what happened? He's tempted. Three times Satan tempts him and says, you know, I'll give you wealth or power or glory, any one of those, if you simply reject your mission and follow me. And what does Jesus do to all? He says, get away from me. Get away from me. We have to remember, too, that going into the desert, Jesus understood his mission. And that will be important for us this week. Brothers and sisters, for 40 days and 40 nights, we too go out into the desert. It's a place, everyone, of peace. It's a place of quiet. It's a place to pray. It's a time to converse with Jesus. And to understand, as I've been saying in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, what are we doing well and what are we not doing well? And to remember everyone and get back on task for our mission. And that's important for us now as we begin this journey of Holy Week. Jesus enters into Jerusalem, everyone, and as a fickle people can be, they hail him. Because now they think, everyone, this man might bring about political power, he might bring about military power. And what does Jesus say? No. And how fortunate we have to be in that. Because you know something, everyone, if Jesus followed the fickle crowd, in the end, really, what matter would Jesus have had in our life? They might have had military power, they might have political power, but as we know, that comes and goes. Because of that 40-day, 40-night journey where Jesus, it all began for Jesus, before he began his public ministry, he understood what his mission would be, to understand that he would go into Jerusalem, he would suffer, he would die, and he would rise. Take a lot of pain, though, wouldn't it, as we hear in the gospel of today? People that hail him are the same ones that say, crucify him. How fickle we can be. But how grateful we are that Jesus Christ understood his mission. So as we come to the last letter, everyone, of the word prayer, we're finally to the sixth and final Sunday of Lent. We come to the letter R. And there's something I just want you to do with the letter R this week. R means this, reflect. I want you to take 5 minutes this week and reflect on three questions. What does Palm Sunday mean to me? What does this day mean to me? Take some time and think about that today. And during the course of the week, ask yourself the second question, what does Good Friday mean to me? And next weekend, ask yourself this question, what does Easter Sunday mean to me? 5 minutes on those three questions. On those three questions. And in that, remember your mission. Remember your ministry, everyone. It is the power of Jesus Christ. He suffered, he died, and he is risen.